Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, 7 after the hour, here we are on June 15th. The Ides of June are upon us. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus in your neighborhood, focus in your county, a focus in your state, our country, the world, you name it. We talk about it here. There's a bunch of stuff going on here. Jay Kirshner is with me. The law that was signed by Governor DeWine in Ohio back in March ended the requirement for gun carriers to inform police officers if they have a concealed weapon on them unless they were asked by the police officers. How does this work elsewhere? I don't know anything. Nobody's ever asked me if I had a gun. And I've never volunteered that I had a gun because I never have had a gun. I've never carried a gun on my person ever. Never owned a gun, actually. I've used them. Have you ever had a gun? Says Jennifer. We used to talk about this with Jennifer. She had a gun. She carried it with her all the time.
Yeah, I don't own a gun, and that's in large part not that I've never wanted a gun. My husband won't allow me to have a gun, but we do go to the driving ranges. We do go to the shooting ranges. We like shooting guns.
That'd be good. We're going to the golf range.
We're not opposed to guns or anything like that. But this new law that was signed and went into effect this week, it's the permitless carry gun law, which means gun carriers would not be required to get an actual permit to carry their gun. They would not need to complete the 8-hour gun and safety training course that is required before getting a permit. And it also allows people to not have to reveal to the police officers, like you said, Doug, that they are carrying a gun unless they are specifically asked. Now, there is some criteria. You have to be at least 21 years of age or older. You have to be a legal resident of the state, not be a fugitive, not be the subject of a protection order, not have been hospitalized as being mentally ill, not have been dishonorably discharged from the military, not have a conviction or delinquency for a felony, a drug offense, or domestic violence. The governmental affairs chair of the Ohio Fraternal Order of Police, Michael Weinman, pointed out that even when the state did have a concealed carry permit, thousands were revoked or suspended each year. That means every year there were law-abiding people who then became not law-abiding people.
I don't get... I'm lost here. Is this a do we consider this progress, or is it a step backward? If you don't have a permit to carry a gun, is it you don't need a permit to carry a gun in Ohio?
Not anymore. No. If you are 21 or older, you do not need a permit to carry a gun. Nor do you need the 8-hour requirement of gun safety and training.
So this is backwards.
Which you needed to get the permit. Yeah, it depends who you ask. A lot of people are in favor for this. A lot of people are definitely against it. Now, private owners can still ban weapons in their buildings or on their property. You still can't carry guns, whether it's concealed.
But how do you know whether people have them or not?
You don't. And Ohio is an open carry. But if people want to have it concealed, you don't know. You still can't have them in courthouses, school safety zones, all of that.
All right. So does this make sense to the audience? One would wonder if you're asking questions. Maybe that's a question. Does this sort of thing, will this now, is this a wave that will count as a starting point for a new approach to guns, gun laws, the carry permit, the carry whether or not you have a gun and you have a permit to carry it, and I don't see this as progress. But then again, I'm not everybody. We spent so much time talking about weaponry and guns. It's like a fascination. You know, there are some people who consider gun addiction, gun play, if you will, a sexual sort of thing. If you, yeah, there's a, that whether you like it or you don't like it, that's kind of one of the things that goes with it.
There's definitely a fetish in some
yeah,
context right, towards it. There's hobbyist gun owners, people who are collectors. There's just so many reasons that people own guns for home protection and safety. And
oh, yeah,
it is
good reasons for owning them. It's too bad. Yeah, it is sad.
It is sad that people in the state of Ohio will not have to complete the 8-hour gun safety and training course. That is one of the things where it's there's so many people getting access, even kids getting access to guns that should have been properly locked up, and they weren't. And now there are people that are going to be buying guns who won't really know how to use them. They don't know how to keep the gun safe from other people.
Hmm. It just seems anti-purposeful. Let's maybe that put it that way. Anti-purposeful. So anyway, there's that. Is that to take apart? Lots of things taking apart. My daughter and her husband and my son are in England, and I notice that there's something very interesting going on over there. Not their visit, but in concert, they'll be talking about this, and so will we in just a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. Well, you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Actually a group of deportations, their first flight scheduled to deport asylum seekers from England, grounded after the European Court of Human Rights, Jay, intervened, citing a risk of harm to migrants who were on the plane. The flight was part of a new partnership between the UK and Rwanda. Migrants from the Middle East, like Sudan, other countries who come into England illegally, coming, some of them swim across the English Channel. Kind of reminds me of the Muriel Boatlift when all the Cubans were coming to Florida. This is the same kind of thing. And they have the same problem in England that we do here, except they're taking some action and we aren't. This plan provides an investment of about $157 million to Rwanda. In exchange to that, Rwanda offers migrants who are granted asylum housing there and health care and support for 5 years, until they're self-sufficient, if you are sent to Rwanda. So these are migrants from not necessarily Rwanda, from all over the place, but they're being sent to Rwanda to live. It's kind of like unloading. It would be like us taking the immigrants that we have coming into our country illegally and sending them to Africa, I suppose, or any place else. Kind of an interesting... I wonder how the people are responding to it. Actually, when you get down to brass tacks, is this something, if you come to England and you don't go through the regular course of things and you're caught. England is smaller, obviously, and it's easier to catch people in England than it is to catch people here. Except the obvious side of this is that people are looking for this sort of thing, and here they aren't. Or at least officials or authorities are not looking for the people who are coming in here illegally. And England is so, the population centers like London and Birmingham, the big cities, huge. It's not, they can't take this. They're not going to the country. They're going into the cities, and the cities they can't handle it.
They don't have the infrastructure. Now, is this a good thing? Because nobody leaves their homeland for a new country if things are going well. So if they're trying to escape whatever it is they're escaping from, is this going to be good that they may not be able to stay where they're trying to go, like the U.S. or the U.K.?
Well,
if they're being sent somewhere that is a better opportunity, is this a good thing?
Would you like to live in Rwanda?
Well, I live in a really good place, though. I'm not trying to go to run away from anything.
So Rwanda would be better than some place in the Middle East where they came from, where a lot of... Yeah, it's just... I get what they're trying to do, and I think it may be, at the end of the day, a kind of humanitarian thing to do. When you get right down to brass tacks, it probably is a smarter thing to do. So then put that same situation into effect here. Put the same program into effect, and where would you send them? We could make a deal. They don't want to go to Mexico because they come from Mexico. What country, I wonder, would make a deal with us that Rwanda needs the cash? And so, and I don't know. I've only been in Rwanda once.
Safe place with better opportunity.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. In reality, it's not some place that you'd... if you threw a pin on a map, it's probably not likely to hit Rwanda. And so it's interesting. It's an idea. And what we need are more ideas. It'd be interesting to see if people over here think about this. Speaking about thinking about things, Father's Day is around the corner. If your dad is overweight, need a little help, this is a Father's Day special from Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. This is a 25-year program that's been going on. They have a fabulous track record. Go to their website, toploss.com, and see how you can be helped. You save $20 right now for Father's Day. You can get three at the regular price. You get 2 months free on top of that, and you get a $20 plus a free gift certificate for trying the Calitrin program, the Calitrin way of losing weight, more importantly, of keeping it off. Stay with it, and it'll work. Use the code Doug when you're checking out at toploss.com for Calitrin. Now, 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, it's 23 after. Must have been some of my age, eh? 23 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Trending time, in a manner of speaking. I saw this and I thought to myself, what would happen if this were you? It wouldn't happen to me because I don't have a wedding ring, but you have a wedding ring. I didn't notice when I was with you, though. You wear your wedding ring all the time?
I do not. No, I'm not a jewelry person. It's very rare. If I'm going out or doing something, I'll wear my wedding ring. I hardly ever wear my engagement ring.
That's interesting. Does it mean? I remember being with someone who said she wore a ring on her finger because she didn't want people coming on to her. She wasn't married. She'd saved one from one of her previous three marriages, so she just wore it because if she wanted to be, asked, then she wouldn't wear it. And if she didn't want to be bothered by somebody who was maybe a hustler, then she wore the ring. And, okay, here it is. Leave her alone. But do people do that even now? Do people, do rings mean something, do you think, to potential pursuers? Or do people, if you find somebody that you're interested in, do you just not, you know, just not paying attention?
That's a good question. I don't know. Sometimes you have ring chasers, people who it's a turn on to see if they can get the person if they're married or not. If you have people who don't pay attention to the ring or don't notice it, some people who do look or pay attention. When I'm out in public, I don't make eye contact with people. I have RBF on purpose. Like,
what's RBF?
Not safe for radio. Resting brat face is the cleaned up version.
Really? Okay. All right. I don't know how much more I want to know about that, but I want to find out more about this wedding ring that was lost that got found. Kind of a cool story right after this.
Invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Yeah.
have the metal detector, the newlywed, say that quickly, newlywed wedding ring.
Newlywed, yeah, you're right, yeah, that is hard. Yeah, yeah. I want to throw like an extra R in there. Newlywed wedding ring. Well, these were newlyweds on their honeymoon, and the groom was not used to wearing his wedding ring. So when they took a stroll on the beach, they decided to go in the water. He took off his wedding band and put it in the shoe. And then when they decided to leave, he completely forgot about the wedding band, didn't realize it fell out of the shoe, and it wasn't until later when they were back that he was like, oh no.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, so he tells the hotel people, and they hire somebody who is a local metal detectorist named Steve Andrews. They thought they lost the ring forever. He was able to find it, but the way he returned the ring was really cute. He has this little Lego man with a metal detector, kind of a replica of himself. Huh. And so he had the little Lego man with the metal detector return the lost wedding ring.
Huh. That's kind of cool. Imagine yourself in that circumstance. I'm sure there have been times when people listening have lost their ring. Maybe they had it off and they shouldn't have had it off for whatever purposes they take it. Why do you take your ring off? You explained why you took yours off, but I wonder
yeah.
in general.
Or sometimes it gets in the way, or people will take it off when they're washing yeah. their hands.
And off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com. And the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. The number 7.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light to legislation that would allow round-the-clock security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. One week after a man was arrested for the attempted assassination of a court justice, the House passed a security measure Tuesday, 396-27. All of the votes in opposition came from Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
Republican Myra Flores flipped a Democrat House district in South Texas on Tuesday from blue to red, a special election in a district that has 84% Latino voters. Flores, a respiratory care practitioner, had 51% of the vote to Democrat Dan Sanchez's 43%. There will be no runoff. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
More discoveries on the Biden laptop continue to be a national disgrace. President Biden's degenerate son, Hunter, recorded himself bragging about his ability to manipulate his father, President Biden. Published by the Washington Examiner, this audio recording is from December 3rd, 2018.
He's going to talk about drug reform and any other things I want him to. He'll talk about anything that I want him to, that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. So it's not going to be about whether my dad thinks it's going to affect his politics. It won't. It's not going to be whether or not he's going to be embarrassed. I mean, he never will. It's not going to. All of those concerns that you have with all of the people that you know that are in the that are the children of, I have none of them. Not a single one. The only one that I have is the knowledge that it's a different world, not by choice. But I am understanding of that because the person that has lived that life, that has given me this life, is the person I most admire in the world, and I would never change it because it's bigger than me.
NASA announced this week that the Hubble Space Telescope detected what might be a wandering black hole nearly 5,000 light years away in our Milky Way galaxy. Black holes cannot be seen with a traditional telescope. However, Hubble was able to detect gravity warping effects caused by the object. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a great day, Doug Stephens Judge Day.
It's 34 after the hour here on the Doug Stephens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Hello again to the folks in Chattanooga, WGOW, how do you do, WLDS in Jacksonville, Illinois, and WNO, KMVO, I wonder how they got that call in, that's Mount Vernon, Ohio. Usually the K's are, there are a few exceptions, KYW in Philadelphia, but most of the stations that are east of the Mississippi have a W.
Yeah, they usually W.
West of the Mississippi is a K. I don't know who came up with that rule. At any rate, a couple of sports items here. I don't do much sports, and Jay's more knowledgeable than I am, but I wanted to catch up on a couple of things, mostly based around seeing the story of Brittany Griner, who stays in custody in Russia, apparently another couple of weeks. The court extended her stay there until July 2nd. Gee, I wonder if there's any corruption in the Russian state court system. What do you think?
Yes,
maybe?
What the extension means, is there going to be another extension? How many extensions? Is there a limit to the extensions?
What, in Russia?
Probably
I think they kind of do what they feel like doing.
They
I
make
noticed
their own
that.
Rules.
Yeah. Alexei Navalny, who is Putin's number one critic, has attorneys. And apparently, he was transferred. And his family was not notified of his transfer. Apparently they've been able to at least get out some of the statements that the lawyers have, because their statement, their headline today around the world is the rule of law does not apply in Russia. So they're just putting him away. I'm surprised they haven't killed him, frankly. I don't know what they do with Brittany Griner, but they've tried to kill this guy a couple of times, right? Poison him. There was a car crash or something, it seems to me. It sounds like a, you know, kind of a bad movie. But anyway, that's it. Because as soon as you mention Brittany Griner, what comes to mind is what's going on with Alexei Navalny, especially given the fact that Russia's doing what it's doing, and there has to be some strong opposition. That's the word that leaks out of Russia, that even though some people, a number of people, support what the country is doing, support what Putin is doing, yeah, he's our leader, we're going to go get those Nazis out of Ukraine. This guy continues to make a lot of noise, except the state news. They have no more news from any other source than the state news channel and the state newspaper. So they certainly are not going to highlight what's going on with.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know what's really happening.
Right.
And some people who do know what's happening, like you said, Doug, probably support it. But there's so many people that are risking their own freedom or what freedom they have there by protesting because they're just getting arrested left and right.
Yeah, they sure are. So anyway, let's a couple of other things. People are curious about what's going on in the NBA. Game 6, Golden State versus the Celtics. So they have, if they go to a seventh game, it'll be played on Father's Day, right?
Father's Day, yeah. Right now, Golden State Warriors, they lead the series 3-2.
Boo! Boo! I'm from Boston, so I got to...
You have to naturally go for the Celtics.
My son is such a huge Celtics fan. I think I told you I found a rug online that's a Celtics rug, and I bought it for him. But it's really gross, so I got to send it to Stanley Steamer to have it cleaned up a little bit. All right, in Major League Baseball, who's on top there?
Who's on first?
Who's on first, literally.
So the American League, AL East, Yankees are sitting pretty at the top, followed by the Blue Jays. And the AL Central, the Twins are sitting on top with the Guardians second. On the West, it's the Astros and the Rangers. You have the National League with the Mets, followed by the Braves for the East, the Central, National League Cardinals and the Brewers, and then the Dodgers and the Padres out West.
This I know, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Colorado Avalanche. Avalanche. You say hey, I'll say ah. Anyway, they're facing off tonight in game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. It's on ABC.
Boom,
the
Lightning...
They're trying to become the fourth franchise in NHL history to win the Cup 3 years in a row. I'll bet you the Bruins did that once upon a time. Tampa Bay is led by all-star goalie Andrei Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky is a Russian. Is he a Ukrainian? That's really, the reason I'm talking about this is because I want to tie it into there are a lot of Russians that are playing in the National Hockey League, a lot of Canadians, not too many Americans that are actually any good at hockey, it would seem. All the good players are from Eastern Europe.
There's definitely some.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Name one. I don't know. I remember Bobby.
Carrie Underwood's husband used to play.
Ah, of course. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, I looked at some analysis of all of this, and it looks like the teams are pretty evenly matched. Both have... really strong offense and good defense. So I wonder who. Well, the Avalanche obviously have home advantage. And the thing that I have often thought of, like Tampa Bay, it's Florida. Why does a Florida, like Las Vegas, why do these hot weather cities have hockey teams? It just seems counterintuitive to me. Right? Seriously. I know you think I'm strange. Okay, the status of teachers in the United States. As we get to the end of the school year, you know that little TV show that I do on cable here in Framingham, we're going to be taping it today, recording it today with the superintendent and some of the students who have accomplished great things in the Framingham school system this year. As we get ready, I think the last day of school is this Friday here, if I'm not mistaken, the 17th, yeah. So we're going to talk about that. I'm looking at what a lot of teachers are saying at the end of the year. And some of, if you're a teacher, you want to listen up to this survey and see if you answered the question the way most or many of the teachers answered the question. An important question about the future of teaching and teachers in America coming right up here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, it's 44 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of a teacher survey now. This is pretty interesting. This was conducted by the National Education Association, and wow. Are you ready? You better sit down.
Right.
55% of teachers want to leave the profession, and they'll do it as soon as they find something else to do. Wow. What does that
say? Why?
Well, mostly it's a combination of things. The elementary school shooting in Uvalde is the most recent. This survey was just taken at the end of last week. 90%, Jay, of teachers saying they really are thinking about what happened there and what it means for them. There are two different, the National Education Association conducted it. The main teacher union is the American Federation of Teachers. President of that union is Randy Weingarten, and said, quote, it doesn't mean that they're going to leave. It doesn't mean they're going to stay. The impact has been huge with the gunplay around this country. So I'm looking at this, basically the scale, the graph that was put together. But these, you know, they're not sure that the Senate or the House or the government is going to come up with a framework that will protect teachers and students. We were just talking about in Ohio. That's a kick in the butt for anybody who's looking for security when it comes to guns. I think it is anyway. So the president of the union said, quote, what teachers really want, they want us to do what is the common sense thing to do with gun safety, precautions. Okay, so they're talking about them in Washington right now, but are they going to do it? Are they going to buckle under the NRA? See, this is something we really, 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 really need a national discussion on this that means something. Is it more important guys fix this or we're going to quit. And okay, so that's something. But the other side of it is, listen to what they're saying. And why is it? I mean, one of the other things they were talking about in this survey, or that they don't like, is the increasing police presence in schools. Kids are uncomfortable. And teachers with guns, there's this whole thing, there's a program, a subset. Apparently, the teachers union has, in some locales, had a training program for teachers as how to use guns in classroom. My God, what do we do? We're not, what kind of a country are we living in? The teachers have to arm themselves, and kids know that the teachers have a gun in the drawer of their desk.
Yeah. And depending on what the school is, some of these people with guns that are coming in and causing the mass shootings, sometimes it's fellow students. Sometimes it's somebody who walked onto the property who had no affiliation with the school. It's like there's just not always a rhyme or reason.
Yeah. Well, this is a dangerous, I think, dangerous situation. The teachers union leader said we need our schools to be safe. I think I'm going to ask this question of the superintendent. We do the recording this afternoon here. I think this is a very important question. Most of the people that were surveyed here said, quote, we have to keep guns out of schools. And that means not only the people that would come in and do harm, but having the protection, if you will, or needing to have the protection of guns in teachers' desks or have a police. Wow, look at all these comments. Wow, exactly. I'm looking at some of these comments. A fellow named Michael says, this is misleading. I'm a teacher. The main reason teachers want to leave is because of the educational elite who are in charge of our schools. The only thing that matters anymore is that you are not allowed to fail students, and we must have every student take advanced classes. That's I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Here's somebody else who writes, this is true, and also the fact that parents don't raise their children properly with moral and ethical values, and social media isn't good for the mental health of children. The breakdown of family is destroying the U.S. Okay.
That's
pretty relevant.
Because I know a lot of teachers who do say that the parents will come in and their child gets in trouble and the parent blames the teacher for their child getting into trouble.
Yeah. And in fact, it isn't it's the parents. And I'm just sitting there reading a magazine and he's running around. His mother can't, your mother's sitting there and looks like a drug stupor. And the kid's just running around. I'm surprised she was able to even find her way to the hospital for whatever the reason. I don't even know why they were there. And it's none of my business. But I'm sitting there, and this kid runs up and down and kicks people in the shins just to kick them in the shins. What kind of parenting? Huh? How do you? It's, yeah, the country is in not a good place. And, again, teachers who, if they could find something else to do, would say they would do it. That's a dangerous situation. It's 10 before the hour.
Progressive presents.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on Doug Steffens. Good day. Family, farm, and food. They're all together like love and marriage. Go together, right? Family, farm, food. I connect them all on our weekend show, The American Family Farmer, which you can find on a lot of these same stations that carry the Good Day program. Or you can find it at, if you want to... .com, right? I probably should clarify that with you. We haven't changed, though, any of that stuff. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com still is where you find the podcast.
Still
and
there.
Reference.
Yep.
Yep. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Okay. Water is a problem. Water is flowing. Crops are growing at the Ute Mountain Tribe Farm in Colorado. Only a fraction of this farm, though, is green this year. Because for the second straight year, the water supply has been cut down because it's well below, you know, the snowpack on the mountains. They don't have as much water. And this is something they're talking about doing in California as well. Now, in this area of Colorado, cutting back 75% of the water isn't going to do anybody any good. And it just brings back around to the focus, Jay. I know I spend all of our time on this, but, you know, you look at this and you think, okay, we need food. Everybody needs food. So what does it take to grow the food? It takes good soil, it takes sun, and it takes water. So if they don't have all three of those ingredients, they're not going to grow anything. And so for whatever the reason, this is how I look at this as a complete, the ignorance on the part of the public as to, and maybe leaders, as to the importance of what's going on the farm. Okay, we'll shut the farms down because we don't have enough water. So everybody has enough water to take a shower. Okay. I don't want people to stink. I want them to take a shower. But, hello, we've got to eat. And if you're not raising food, whether it's in this circumstance, the food's going probably mostly to the tribes, but I'm guessing there are farmers markets, and they bring their food to the farmers markets. But the whole idea, the whole problem, is, this is, again, hello, 2 and 2 is still 4. We have a serious problem with the cost of fuel and transport of food and what it's going to cost to be able to buy it. And some people aren't going to have the money to buy food. So here we have
exactly
a place that, where it's being produced, and the authorities are going to shut the water off. That's what they're talking about doing in California as well, shut off the water to the areas of California that are the most prolific growers of the produce not only eaten in California but all around the country. It's mindless stupidity. So that's, you know, think about that and think about what's going on. Hopefully you make some noise, those of you who are, if you're maybe close to your legislator. This can't do it. All it takes is you build the rain collection facilities, you build these big sort of concrete vats that take collect the water when it rains, or you, in case of Colorado, you can't do desalinization. But you know what? I think I said this before, frankly. We have these pipelines all around the country bringing oil to here, there, and everywhere. So why can't we have water pipelines bringing water where it's necessary? Desalinate water in the Pacific and have it piped to Colorado or wherever else. How much common sense does it take to figure this out?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question.
It's like farms are being pushed to have more crops, yet they're not able to have more crops with less water. Right. Doesn't make sense.
Nope. Governor Whitmer of Michigan has an announcement. We'll talk about it after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
This is just kind of a quickie acknowledgement. Governor Whitmer in Michigan has changed the benefits for people who don't have enough money. This is a recognition of what the reality is today of people not being able to get their food. So this is good news for some Michiganders who don't have enough money to buy good food. The state's going to help you out a little bit. Here we are, 59 past the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.